What's up, everybody, and welcome to season 4 of the Life at Disney podcast, Disney College Program miniseries. I'm Josiah.
And I'm Holly, and we are your hosts, and we have missed you.
We really have. It felt like it's been way too long since we've been here. Lots of amazing things have happened. What are you most looking forward to this season?
Ooh, I gotta say, it's gonna be the participants. I've seen who we're gonna talk to. I'm hyped.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited to introduce you to them. And we're gonna start actually right now, jumping right into it with episode 1. Let's do it.
Welcome back, everyone. We are here with two incredible, amazing, interesting, all of the good adjectives guests. We are here with Brandon and Carson.
Welcome in. How you guys doing?
Pretty good, man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, doing fantastic. It's great to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here. We've already been vibing a little bit while we get ready. But since you've introduced yourself to us, how about you guys introduce yourselves to the viewers?
Sure. My name is Brandon. I'm from Columbia, South Carolina. I recently graduated from Coastal Carolina University with a degree in communications. And currently I work at Epcot as custodial.
Hi, everyone. My name is Carson. I am from Nolensville, Tennessee. I'm actually a recent graduate from the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. I just got my degree in supply chain management, and I am currently a Jungle Cruise skipper.
Exciting. Okay, so I want to dive first a little bit into your roles. We have custodial and then a Jungle Cruise skipper. Can you tell us a little bit about each of those roles? Brandon, we can start with you.
Sure. So I guess with custodial, really, you know, just helping keep the park clean and also interacting with guests as, you know, you're around the park doing whatever needs to be done. You know, it's a really, it's a simple role, but it's not always the easiest, you know?
Yeah, for attractions, it's kind of the same thing. It's very guest focused, but a big majority of it is like safety of everyone. So especially at the Jungle Cruise, we do get to be, you know, a little more spunky at times and tell a lot of really funny jokes, whether you think they're funny or not. But it's really great to kind of get to go through, interact with those guests and kind of keep them within the storyline of the Jungle Cruise. You know, we are in the 1930s and we are going to be having like such a great time on this wonderful cruise. All these 4 different rivers, how we got there in a short amount of time, I may never know, but it was a great time, whether they liked it or not.
So our guests have an idea because they see what you guys do, but from your perspectives, what's something that would surprise them based on what you do?
I would say that we spend a lot more time just interacting with guests and just helping people who are at the park than you might expect, you know? I mean, yes, of course, you know, we sweep up trash and take out trash, but a lot of what we do is just making sure that the guests feel at home.
That was beautiful. Mine's really simple. We do actually operate those boats individually, like going and stopping. So it's really nice because sometimes people are like on land and they'll be like, wait, you drive the boats too? And we're like, yes, we all do.
Yes, I am talented like that.
I was gonna say, I do make it go. Thank you. It's really nice to be recognized.
Do you feel like you have the spiel memorized at this point? Like, could you do it in your sleep?
Yes. Yes. Sometimes like I'll dream about it.
No way.
And yes, like sometimes wow. I will sit there and I'll wake up and I'm like, think I'm on a boat and I'm not. And I won't know where I am. I'll be like, oh my gosh, that plant in the corner of my room's an elephant. I'm like, that's Fred, everyone. Say hi.
That's so
kind of scary.
Do you hear that, everyone? The Disney College Program is like a dream. Sometimes it literally is. Take that as a soundbite.
So let's go off of dreams then. What would be your dream role within the program or just anywhere within Disney?
I think being part of the marketing team would be kind of cool.
Did you say marketing?
I would definitely think something in corporate. I would love to be like a chief supply chain officer. I think that would be a really amazing opportunity of getting to work within the company.
Okay, so big dreams for both of you. Brandon, I'm very curious. Tell me a little bit more about the marketing track. What interests you in that?
I love just presenting things to people. You know, I've always just enjoyed just showing people what's so cool about something, you know? Like one of my favorite things at the park is just like when people ask, oh, you have any suggestions for a ride? I love telling people like the great parts of all the attractions at Epcot, you know?
Okay, what is your suggestion for a ride? If I'm like, I've never been to Disney before, where do I go? This is one of the biggest theme parks in the world.
So
help.
If you like doing thrill rides, I'll suggest doing Guardians.
Guardians of the Galaxy, yes. Cosmic Rewind.
That ride is amazing, it's beautiful. But I guess if you want something more low key, I'd probably suggest Ratatouille is good as well. And if you just want to eat, you know, there's a whole world showcase for you, man, you know?
I love how this guest is like, what attraction should I go to? And you're like, you should eat. You should eat around the world. That is the best attraction.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it is, you know?
I mean, it's so true. I feel like Epcot has like the best food.
It does.
That's just my opinion. Maybe people disagree. No, I don't know.
That's the opinion.
That is the opinion. The correct one, at least. So
I think we're number one, man. We got the best food.
All right, Carson, it's on you. So favorite park, favorite attraction, what do you got?
I would definitely say my favorite park's Magic Kingdom, long before I worked in Magic Kingdom, just because when you think of Walt Disney World, you think of Magic Kingdom, whether you know it or not. They just see the big giant castle. And growing up, I remember they have such fond memories of showing up and getting to see the castle and being so amazed by it. When I was little, it was like huge, and now it still is crazy how tall it is. And then on top of that, my favorite attraction, I'm jumping parks. I'm going to have to go with Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
Let's go.
That one's a popular one.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
The first time I got off that, I was like, that was the best roller coaster I've ever been on. Still to this day, I get off that and I'm like,
yeah,
great job.
I feel like it's like the rotating carts. I don't want to like spoil it too much for anyone who like hasn't been on it, but like the set design and everything, the Imagineers ate with that one.
Yeah,
they really did.
It was crazy on that ride.
Just beautiful presentation, though.
It is. Yeah, going back to presentations, exactly. Okay, wait. So if you were to do marketing at Disney, dream role, would you want to do like focusing on products? Would you want to do something else? I don't know. Do you have like a dream role within marketing?
I think products would be nice. Honestly, I think just doing marketing for the attractions is great, because some of these attractions, they're able to sell me just on the poster alone. I love the science behind that, you know?
Yeah, I do feel like there's like a science behind graphic design, especially seeing what people do with all the layers. And it's beautiful. But I don't know. It just wouldn't be for me, because I can't even write my name in a straight line.
So. That's a lot. Come on now. Okay, so Carson, you said supply chain management. I think you said chief. A little executive moment.
A little executive moment.
I can see it for you. What got you interested in that?
So in all honesty, when it came to picking my major at school, I had no idea what supply chain was. We were just like number 10 in the nation for it. And I was like, yeah, that sounds important. I'll just put that as my major and cross that bridge later. Genuinely. And then all of a sudden I started taking those classes and I absolutely loved it. My type A personality thrives in that situation. And then I would love to probably go along that project management side of like working with the different projects within the company and like seeing it through from start to finish. But I just loved the aspect of it, planning it all out and like seeing it through and like building it up and working really hard on something and then seeing like a finished final product. So, yeah.
So if someone is listening to this and they're trying to figure out, okay, how exactly would that apply for the Walt Disney Company? Like, give them some ideas of what they'd be able to do with that.
So there's so many options, especially because we have like parks, we have resorts, we have different sides of like the corporate aspect of the company, as well as like the cruise line. So there are some of those big major parts of those companies that supply chain is involved in, because every company has to have a supply chain or else it won't be a successful company. So it really is like either the strategic sourcing side of, you know, meeting with suppliers, making sure you have a good diversity of suppliers. It really is like a great opportunity, because no matter where you are, this is such a large company, like they're going to need some people to fill in those places. So being able to have that opportunity of just learning a little bit about not only the company, but also potentially having, you know, get your toes a little wet and getting an opportunity like an internship or even just getting to do a meet and greet with someone. It's a really good opportunity just to kind of learn a little bit more and then potentially get to stay with the company after.
That's so good.
And have you been able to do meet and greets with anyone in kind of the field that you're interested in?
I have personally not quite yet. You know, I'm still just with food and wine, things have gotten a little bit more busy, but I'm definitely working on I think next week I'll be trying to meet with somebody in that field. So
you're meeting with someone right now. I'm in marketing.
Hey, there you go. See? Yep.
This is your meet and greet.
Of course. And I'm happy to meet you.
Yeah, I'm happy to meet you. Ooh. Let's go. What about you, Carson?
For me, I've gotten to do a couple of meet and greets just because I didn't really know where I wanted to go, like the the company's so big and there's so many fun different departments. And so I'm currently like talking with a couple of people just to kind of try and see like if project management may be something that I want to do along the lines of like the supply chain, or if maybe park development or resort development is something that I'd like to do. So I've had the wonderful opportunity of getting to go through and like talk with a bunch of people and get to meet with some people as well.
Awesome.
Big part of this program too. I mean, you have the meet and greet options, but also attending some of the events at Flamingo Crossings Village and a lot of the learning offerings. It's almost like a meet and greet in and of itself by just being there. So have you had a chance to go to any of those?
I've had a chance to go to a few. I went to one event that was about improving your communication skills, which, you know, although I did, you know, study in college, I think it's also, it's something like you can never, I guess, fully master it. You know, you can always get better at it.
Mm-hmm. Real.
I've gotten to go to a good amount of classes. I'm trying to get a goofy degree this year. Hopefully I'll be at a doctorate by the end of November. Fingers crossed if everything goes to plan.
But educated queen.
A couple of the people that I had a meet and greet with was actually because I went to a Flamingo Crossings event, and they came and spoke about their department, and I almost didn't go because my dad was in town, but he was like, no, just go to that. Don't let me stop you. Like, I'll meet you after. And I was like, okay, great. And I went to that, and it was such an amazing opportunity. I got goosebumps. I was like, maybe this is the next step for me. And like, this is the department I could see myself working for. So I went and got to meet with them. And then like a bunch of meet and greets were able to happen after that.
I feel like we need to just pause and take in what you just said. Your dad, your father, your parent was in town. You want to spend time with him. And he's like, no, go to this. And you're like, you're right. You're right. I'm not going to spend time with you. And then you go and you're like, that was the best thing ever.
Best thing ever.
Like, really? Sorry, dad.
I mean, it all worked out. I was like, imagine, I was like sitting there the other day and I was thinking, I was like, if I didn't go to that, the past couple of months would have been completely different. And I was like, it really, one small thing that you do here can change the entire, like the rest of your program and potentially your future. Yeah. So it was like so amazing. I literally had that aha moment. I was like, no way. I was like, amazing. So cool.
Let's go back real quick, because you mentioned the goofy graduate and yes. You talked about the doctorate. So for people who don't know what any of that means, what is that?
Yeah, of course. So at Flamingo, that's not only the place where we live and we have, you know, really great community areas, but Disney Programs offers learning activities for us to go through and learn a little bit about the company culture, as well as getting to go through and like better yourself with some really great like self-help sessions. So what's really great about this is there's different levels. You have the Daisy Diploma, you have the Mousters, the Doctorate, and the Goofy Degree. And what each of those are is they are broken down into different segments. So like a master's degree, they're going to be different sessions. So Leadership 101, I'm currently taking right now. And at the end of completing that session, you get to go through and get a master's. And they have a couple options with company culture, Disney heritage, with financial fitness. It's a really great way to not only like better yourself, but to also show that you like really want to learn about the company. And then there's going to be a doctorate degree, which is going to be along the lines of 50 learning hours. So those masters can all add up to 50 hours. And then finally, at the very end, you're going to have that goofy degree, which is 100 learning hours, which I think is very hard to come by. But I really want that goofy degree. We're going to get that goofy degree.
Yeah, hope you get it.
Thank you. I'll let you guys know.
It's pretty cool because like these aren't, you know, actual degrees that you can use, but it's some way to kind of showcase and celebrate the work that you've done and all the offerings that you've attended. So it's, I don't know, it feels special to be able to have that.
It does. Especially like if you want to learn more about the company, I think being able to say, oh yeah, I got my master's when I was at my Disney college program. It's like a cute little certificate that you not only get to take home with yourself, but it does mean something to you.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it also, both of you were talking about just like making connections. And again, like, you know, this isn't like an actual university degree. You're not actually getting like a master's or anything, but it does mean something within the company. Like you said, you know, if you are able, you know, if you're networking with someone and you say like, I've done X amount of learning hours, I have, you know, this certificate from the Disney College program, that's going to stand out. Like that's going to be something impressive. It just shows kind of that commitment to the company, to, you know, working hard, all of that. It stands out for sure. So it's a cool thing. Yeah.
I was someone who I didn't attend a college program, but seeing when people post, you know, all of their certificates and like everything
flex.
They've achieved, yeah. I'm like, man, that's a big deal.
Yeah. It's a commitment. For, yeah. Like you said, 100 hours?
100 hours. Wild. It's a lot of hours.
It is. How far are you? How close?
I'm hoping by the end of November, I'll have a doctorate degree. I think right now I'm almost at 30 hours.
Awesome.
Yeah. Period. We love to see it. Okay. So I want to go back just a little bit to the very beginning. Not quite the very beginning, but how did you both hear about the Disney College program initially?
Actually, my mom told me about it.
Okay, mom. Yep.
Man, I think without her, I guess I might not figure out this awesome opportunity.
Yeah. How did she hear about it?
That part, I'm not quite sure about it. I think she might have heard it about just through social media, heard it through the grapevine, you know? She passed it on to me.
Yeah, she's looking out.
Yes, of course.
And she just felt like this is something that my son would want to do. Like, yeah. Did she know that you had an interest in Disney?
She always knows I have an interest in Disney. And she, you know, thought, you know, maybe after college, it's something to consider to just build up your career skills and build up work experience, you know?
That's awesome.
So I had actually heard about the college program when I was in fifth grade. And
no
I,
way.
I, yeah, such a long time ago. And throughout, you know, high school, middle school, and even through college, I was like, maybe that's something I should do. Like, I've always heard about it. Like, maybe I should give it a try. It never popped up, and I wasn't able to do it while I was actually in school. But as soon as I graduated, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life yet. So let me go to Disney. What every person probably thinks, right? So I applied for the Disney College program. And I will say I was listening to this podcast actually I was applying, just because I love the idea of getting to hear from actual current college program participants and being able to hear advice that they have to say and like listening to what they have to offer and what their experience was like. So I absolutely loved that. I listened to this podcast. I listened to all the seasons. Oh, I need you to know that. All of them. I was like, this is so good. And I went to the next one. And then I found out that there wasn't another one, the newer one was coming out. I was like, oh no, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do with myself? And then all of a sudden I applied and then like I was listening to it while I was applying. So it was like amazing. There was another season. I was so happy.
Was like, that's a fan right there.
I am, big fan.
Well,
big
I was
fan.
Gonna say, and now on the show, mm-hmm. Full circle moment. We're full so circle. Happy to have you here again. I'll reiterate, but that's really cool.
So then, okay, so you apply and at some point, obviously you get the notification that you're on the way and you're accepted into the program. What is that moment like for you guys?
I still remember that day, actually. I was in the dining hall eating with a friend, you know, just talking about our futures, what we might do. And I'm just casually checking my email while we're talking. And I see the notification, you know, I was speechless for like a good 3 minutes. Like I just, you know, my body was like frozen. I was like, wow, I was like, I can't believe I made it in, you know? I was so excited.
Yeah, I cried. I was so excited. I sat there. I was just had gotten out of my class. It was a Zoom class. And so I was like doing some work on my computer and I heard like the ding and I was like, oh no. Every time there was an email notification, I was like, is that it? Is that it? And I went and clicked on it and it was, and I started crying. I was like, this is the best day ever. And I started like jumping up and down in my room and then I was like, oh my goodness, now I have to go to class. This is crazy. I'm like, I have to go act like nothing ever happened. But it was such an amazing experience getting to be able to like open that email and see, congratulations.
I love that you both remember like the exact moment, like where you were. I was with this friend. I was in the dining hall. Like I was checking my email. Like that is so, so cool. Okay, so you've gotten the notification, you're in, amazing, going to the program. I think one of the big questions a lot of people have, which is so valid, is a lot of people are traveling out of state, across the country, they're in a completely new place, they might not know anyone, they probably don't know anyone. How do you begin to make those connections with other people? How do you make friends?
I think there are really like two ways. You know, the first way, of course, is when Flamingo's holding the events, you know, go to these events. Like, they're a good place to, you know, meet people professionally, but also personally as well. And you never know when, I guess, professional and personal can kind of cross over. The other way really is, I guess, when you're working your role, you're going to naturally meet people that you connect with and vibe with. So it's really kind of a natural thing, you know?
I was going to say, that's kind of how you do it. You got to just put yourself out there and just remember that everyone else is in the same position. You know, they're either coming from somewhere else, they're coming from out of state, they're just now moving in just like you. So don't be hesitant to put yourself out there and just go introduce yourself. That's all it takes is just a simple, hi, like my name's Carson. Are you moving in today too?
What if I'm shy?
Someone will come up to you. I was about to say, I know I did. I was like, hi, I'm Carson. Hi. And I was like, kept bothering people. But if you're shy, that's totally fine. Because if you go and once you start that training, I think training's a really big like aspect of it, is you're going to meet all those people. You're going to be working with them as well. So whenever you're training, like you could be put in a training group with a bunch of people, just go and reach out to all of them and just introduce yourself and ask where they're from. That's the simple thing. Hi, where are you from? What are you majoring in?
Yeah. Yes. The name tag is also a pretty good icebreaker as well, you know?
Yes,
that's true. Yeah, because it has like your name, obviously it's a name tag, but then also your city, where you're from.
It's a good way to start a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then building on that, because you're here for, you know, milestones, birthdays, mm-hmm. anniversaries, graduations, all that fun stuff. How do you celebrate any of those things while you're here on property?
Technology plays a part in it, you know, because if you miss your family during those things, it's always important to FaceTime, call your family regularly. You know, it can be hard sometimes, but that part, and also just finding new people to celebrate those things with, you know, I'll be going to actually a celebration with a friend in a couple of weeks for her birthday. So it's always good to connect with people that way, too.
I was going to say, definitely just going out and having fun, because yes, you're going to be working here, but you're also at Disney. So if it's your birthday and you absolutely love riding Tower of Terror, go ride Tower of Terror for your birthday. You know, go enjoy yourself, go and try some new food, just go and, you know, treat yourself, as I like to say. Try something new, try something different, especially with those big milestones. And then make sure you keep in contact with your family. You know, especially if it's your birthday, you'll have a good amount of friends here. They'll all be happy to probably celebrate with you. But just make sure you give your family a call as well. You may be in that boat of, oh, I miss my family. But also just know that they'll miss you too. But guess what? They're only a phone call away, which is really amazing.
So what would you recommend doing with friends around property, around Walt Disney World? What is like a day in the life like?
I definitely recommend going like the scariest rides with friends, because, you know, it's just, you know, if you're going to scream in terror, scream together, you know? I know, that's what I think.
Be scared together.
Yeah, exactly. See?
I am very much of a get the rides done as fast as possible and then go to the next park. So I love a good four parks one day action. Oof. Even though I work here, I will go four parks one day. And so I'll choose a park to go to, pick my top like three rides, and then we'll go and kind of like resort hop on the way. So if we're at like Hollywood Studios, and we'll take the Skyliner to maybe the Riviera, and then we'll hop on the Skyliner again, go to the boardwalk for a little bit, and then we'll go to Epcot, and then we'll hop on the monorail and go to Magic Kingdom. And then if it's, you know, in the morning, maybe we started out at Animal Kingdom. So I like the idea of just being able to go to all those different places all in one day.
Yeah. Just a casual day wandering around Walt Disney World.
I know.
Walking down Main Street. Because I can.
Okay. So you make all these memories with all these amazing coworkers and friends that you have. And then there are times where maybe someone else's program ends before yours does. So what is that like, first of all, to make this connection, and then someone leaves a little bit early, but then how do you also celebrate that at the same time?
It's definitely sad. You know, it's happened to me before with a few friends. But I think the most important part, you know, their last day here, make the most of it. You know, do what they enjoy doing here, because, you know, just embrace them for, you know, that last few days.
I was going to say, there's been a few skippers that have left, and we had developed a really good friendship with all of us. We're all kind of like one big skipper family. So I think I remember it was so sad having to say goodbye to some of these skips. But whenever it came down to it, we all got together after work one night and we all went to a pizza restaurant, and there was so many people there. I think we took up like 8 to 10 tables.
Wow.
And we just celebrated them. We signed their going away books that they had, and we just had so much fun getting to talk with them and celebrate them. So it was like super sad, but it was like super exciting for them because they were going on to their next thing. But that's kind of the best sad memory that I've had so far, which is like sad to put it that way, but it was like, it was a really great experience being able to celebrate them all together, as coming together as one big family.
Yeah, that's super sweet. I can't, 8 tables is wild.
And there were so many of us.
That is
so many.
But that's like so fun too, because it's just like that sense of community that you have.
Yes.
Which, I mean, I feel like that's hard to find kind of anywhere else. So That's so cool. Do you have like a favorite memory from your time on the program?
My friends and I from the international program, we had a potluck and just we decided to bring foods from all of our cultures that we enjoyed, you know. As an American, you know, I represent my culture with barbecue potato chips. They told me a little bit late, but either way, you know, we were all in Flamingo Crossing. We were in one of the rooms in there. And we just listened to music. We enjoyed food, you know, and just enjoyed each other's company while we still had it, you know?
Yeah.
It was a really good time.
What did everyone else bring?
Let's see. Some of our British friends brought, it was like, she called it like a kind of custard, I think.
custardy thing.
It was a good food product. I just forget what it was called. It was like a nice little dessert.
Yeah.
And we also had some friends from Thailand who brought some of their favorite dishes. Some of our friends from South America brought some great cuisine from over there. And also too, they also play music from their countries as well. So they put me on to a lot of good stuff too, you know. It was
a
great time.
Did people cook it or was it like store-bought?
Yep, they brought it. They cooked it and then they brought it over here. Half people cooked it, other half, you know, who like they didn't have the time, you know, they just brought it store-bought, you know. So we did what we could.
So bad. But you can cook in like Flamingo Crossings Village.
Yes. Yep.
Very nice. You have that freedom.
Yeah, you have that freedom. You know, I can cook, just not well.
That's okay. You have the opportunity to learn. Yeah. The kitchen's right there.
Of course. Yeah.
My memory, it's not as big as that, but whenever we would leave Jungle Cruise, a lot of us on the college program often closed the Jungle Cruise for the night. We would all wait for each other and all walk back to the bus after work together. So we like to say like no skip left behind. That's and we would so all wholesome. Get together so and nice. Just walk back. And it's really amazing just because we made an amazing culture at Jungle Cruise because of that. So we got to all just get to know each other better on those walks and just enjoy ourselves a little bit more right after getting off work.
That's the cutest thing I've ever heard. What?
It's like
that's
the
amazing.
Sweetest thing ever.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know conversation starters. I know we were talking about like making friends, but like, and I know you said people will come up to you if you're shy, but like for real, like what are conversation starters to make friends?
I think it's simple. Hey, so where are you from, man?
Who are you? Who are
what you? Is your name, bro?
I would also say like a big thing is like, oh, what's your role? Because a lot of you guys, like a lot of people moving in will want to know like, who's doing what, where are they going to be? And it's just a good conversation starter because they're probably really excited to talk about it as well. So if you ask them, what's your role? Where, like, which location are you going to be at? They would answer and they will, if they're talkative like me, they'll go on for a while.
Yeah. One of my mentees in the program, she used to talk about the company provided transportation. And she said she would just ask people like, where are you going? Because I don't know where I'm going. I'm just going to go have some fun, you know? So yeah. I think that's also one too, of just trying to figure out as you're going around property, like where are you going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you feel like the people you've met on the program are mainly within your role? Or do you feel like you've been able to meet people? I mean, I know you mentioned meeting people on the international program. Do you feel like it's like a mix? Or what is like the vibe?
I've definitely met a mix. I've met people from all sorts of roles. I've met people from culinary. I've met people from merchandise, you know, characters. You know, it's great to see just like how wide Disney is, just all the different experiences people can have here.
I would say it is a good mix. I think towards the very beginning, it was a good mix of, you know, maybe bumping into a couple people that were also in attractions in Magic Kingdom, but not necessarily my position. But it was a lot more of anybody. And then once I got into my attraction specifically, it was a lot more of those jungle skippers that we had kind of gotten to know and get to know a little bit better. And just because, you know, we should spend so much time together, that friendship's a lot easier to develop over time. Just because a lot of times, you know, we do have some busy work schedules and sometimes it may not overlap with some of our friends that aren't in our position.
Yeah.
Okay, switching gears a little bit. So much of what we do is always thinking about the next thing, right? You graduate high school, what's next? You graduate college, what's next? You're in this program, you're kind of thinking about the next thing. So have you had a chance to make any of those professional connections while you've been on your program?
Oh, yes, I've tried definitely. I keep in contact with the leaders in my position, you know, just to they, you know, tell me the best ways to like move up in the company and best opportunities to look out for. And they tell me about all the opportunities with things like Disney internships and other big opportunities of that nature, you know? So it's always good to just keep in regular contact with people.
I would say I've had plenty of opportunities, amazing opportunities actually, to be able to go through and connect with professionals, either through the learning activities or just from work at like our leaders and things like that. They really want to be there. They want to help lift you up. They want to answer those questions. So I definitely would suggest reaching out to your leaders, getting to know them a little bit better, and they'll be able to help you with whatever you want to do after your program.
Who would you say makes the first move, for lack of a better term? Like, are you the ones reaching out to your leaders? Are they reaching out to you? Is it both? How does that work?
It's somewhat of a mutual thing, kind of a mutual back and forth, you know, just asking them questions about, you know, what's your experience like in this company? How did, what is your pathway like?
Mm-hmm. I would say it is definitely mutual. I think the first time you're introduced to your leaders, they'd always be like, don't hesitate to reach out if you have anything. If you want to know anything, please reach out and ask me. And from there, like, the ball's in your court. So if you want to go and meet with them, get to know them a little bit better, maybe a little bit more about their story, you can go through and email them and just say, hey, like, I'd love to get to know you a little bit better. Can you tell me about your story? And 9 times out of 10, they will say yes. So it's a really good opportunity for you to kind of get out there and get to hear about them and their story.
Yeah. Especially because so many of them have been in your shoes as program participants and they're alum of the program. What is it like to have that connection with people who are helping you grow, but they know that I've been in those shoes too?
It makes me feel like, I guess for lack of a better term, I'm in good hands. You know what I mean? It helps to know, like, they know where I've been at and they know how to, you know, get to even higher than where I've been.
I would say it's really nice because they are like, someone helped me when I was on my college program and now I want to repay that favor. So getting to have that support from all those people, it kind of just shows the company culture of, we want to reach out, we want to help you succeed, and I'm going to do everything in my power to like make your dreams come true. So it's really nice to be able to have that support in everything that I do, whether it's after this college program or even during my college program. It's really amazing to have that support.
Yeah, that's so validating too. Like, to have leaders, like people in positions that maybe you want to grow into, who are like, I am going to help you get where you want to go if it is the last thing that I do. And you're like, thank you so much.
Yes.
I feel like we talk about this idea of like networking a lot. And we've talked about it on this show before too. But I think one thing that might be helpful to touch on is like, how does it actually work in the sense of like, when you are reaching out to a leader, you know, what questions are you coming to them with? How do you start those conversations? What does that look like?
I think being straightforward helps, you know, just asking, like, hey, you got a minute? You know, I'm interested in this kind of opportunity. How, like, what would be the best way to get there, you know? And the conversation can really start from there.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely say ask to get to know about them, because everyone loves to talk about themselves just a little bit. And if you want to maybe find a position in the company and you don't really know where it is, like, come to them with those questions about like, what is it that you do? Maybe how did you get to this position? That way, like, they can explain that to you, because maybe the way that they got there is a similar way that you can maybe get into a position within the company. So getting to ask, you know, what's your story? Were you on the college program? So it's really great to hear from them on like their journey, but also like, maybe what aspects of the company do you think would maybe interest me? And do you have any advice for me on like maybe applying for a Disney internship or any books that I should be reading to continue my knowledge within the Disney company culture and things like that? So it's really good to also ask those questions and ask for suggestions as well.
Yeah. Of course, all of us being here, we kind of have that knowledge of, all right, this is what we're supposed to do. We've been told a lot of these things. But when you take back a step a little bit, do you feel like nervous when you ever are trying to network, or is it ever like, I don't know about this? What are the true feelings behind the networking?
I definitely do get a bit nervous about it, but I guess I always got to keep in my mind, you know, you're not bothering this person by just asking them a question. You know, most of the time they're pretty happy to answer a question. So you just got to keep in mind, take a breath. You know, you're doing something good here. So just relax.
See, I'm normally so nervous. Like, I have to have four people read an email if I'm sitting. I'm like, someone please read this and make sure it's not coming off as like so crazy or something like that. I'm like, please make sure I sound normal. And they're like, yeah, no, it sounds great. I'm like, okay, go to the next person, ask them the same thing. Just because I'm so scared. And I was like, the biggest thing to remember is like, the worst thing that could happen is they could say no. That's the worst thing. So I always just remember to put myself out there, to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, because it's just a great learning opportunity. And then I'm really nervous the day of. And then as soon as I get there, it's like all the nerves wash away. And I'm like, this is actually such an amazing opportunity. And especially after, I'm like, wow, that was the best thing ever. I don't know why I was nervous about that.
We have this intern named Luke, and he does a lot of videography and photography. He had a meet and greet with a couple of people. And one of the guys told him that he's like, yeah, you know, I love meeting Luke. He was amazing. He was really eager. And he was like, eager? Is that a bad thing? What do you mean by that? I'm like, that's a compliment.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
It's a good thing. So, I know that sometimes that feedback can be a little bit weird or like, oh, I'm reading into this too much, but it's usually a great situation.
Now, people are like so much more chill than you would think they would be. I feel like especially at Disney, can't speak for like other places, but I feel like, you know, you guys talked about company culture a little bit with like leadership. And I think that is one of the big things that stands out is like you have people all the way up to like executives who are so down to network. I mean, you have executives coming to Flamingo Crossings Village, giving talks, networking with participants. So everyone is just like so down to help everyone else out. But I do love what you said about the email. Like, do I sound crazy? And all you did was use 2 exclamation marks instead of 1. You're like, that's okay. I'm too eager.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a good thing?
Just sitting there like, no, that doesn't sound good.
More periods. I need more periods. Should a comma go here? But it's like so real, you know, and you want to make a good impression. And I think that's a good thing.
Gosh, being nervous is just a sign that you care.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. Literally, you want that. Just a healthy dose of nerves.
Yes.
What is like the best piece of advice you've gotten from a leader or someone you've been able to network with?
Don't let any opportunity pass you by. Take advantage of all your resources.
Yes.
I say mine kind of goes along the lines of that is like always say yes. Mm-hmm. It's like they come to you. If you have no idea what you're doing, you could say yes, but I may need some help doing it. And it's like kind of shows that you are eager to do it. And you're also willing to learn something new or put yourself out there a little bit more just by saying yes. Like it could be an opportunity that you may never thought of possibly happening. And it could be something that, you know, could turn your career in a completely different direction in a good way.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like
both of us are taking notes right now.
I'm like, that's good. I'm asking for myself. Asking for myself. What's the best piece of advice you've ever gotten?
We should switch seats. Yeah. You should just teach us, you know?
Have you ever taken that advice? Like had a little yes and moment like, okay, it's a little out of my depth, but I'm going to say yes.
Yes, with doing this podcast. You know, this is something new for me, but it's something exciting for me as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, especially in training with the Jungle Cruise, it's the day that we go live. And during my training, we were, actually closed temporarily because of the weather. There was lightning in the area and we were supposed to get in those boats. And all of a sudden we came back up and we weren't planning on staying up for very long. So we had to get in the boats. I wasn't able to practice at all. But my trainer looked at me. She was like, are you able to do this? And I was like, yes. I may need some help. I may, you know, be a little nervous right now, but I can do it. I have to do it. And so I was like kind of just definitely thrown in there. But it was a really good experience because I was able to really say yes to that opportunity and just get out there and do it. And it ended up being really good.
I'd love to see that.
So I want to go back, Brandon, because you mentioned something about this opportunity. Just being on this podcast is something that's different. And we're just vibing. We're having a conversation, right? We're chilling. But when you think about the role of custodial, most people would assume that you're not talking to anybody. You're just cleaning. You're just doing your thing. And we know that to not be true. So what is it like to have those conversations while you're on the clock, you know, with guests or with leaders, whoever it is, not just the expected doing your role, but engaging as well?
When interacting with guests, I mean, I get all sorts of questions. I mean, some days it's just, hey, how do you get to this ride? You know, but other days I've actually had a few families just ask me in detail, you know, what's the college program like, you know? And I'm always happy to answer any question a guest asks me, but it's always just, it's great to talk to people when you're on the job, you know?
Okay, so you both are in very guest-facing roles. Have you ever had the opportunity to make a magical moment for a guest?
So we do a little bit of a bit called Fork in the Road, where a skipper goes, takes a plastic fork, and drops it on the ground. And two skippers come, we put on fake mustaches and construction vests, and we start, yelling around, be careful, there's a fork in the road. And then we like put these little tiny baby cones on the ground around the fork. And we direct traffic. We're like, please be advised. Like, don't panic. There's just a fork in the road, okay? There's just please be careful. It's really dangerous. And then we ask if someone's forklift certified. And we get a little kid from the line and we're like, are you forklift certified? And the parents are like, yes. And the kid's like, huh? And we get the kid to go pick up the fork. And afterwards, we're like, thank you so much for saving the day. And then we get to go and take them to the lightning lane and let them into the lightning lane so they don't have to wait in that longer line. So it's kind of like the kid doesn't know what's going on. I don't think the parents also know. I think they just think it's like, oh, it's a funny bit, go be a part of it. But it's such an amazing opportunity because those are like the little things that we're able to do for families. Mm-hmm. So it's really great to see like everyone cheers once they pick up the fork. So it's like such a magical moment for them and it makes my heart so happy.
It's a little bit of improv right there.
A little bit of improv. I know, so an accent may come out now and then. Okay. You never know.
What accent do you do?
Oh, not a good one. If you want me to do it now, it's probably not going to be good.
Mine isn't either. I slip into a southern accent a lot of the time.
Oh, that's good.
Mine would be the old man that comes
so
in.
Good at that.
There's a fork in the room.
That's pretty good. That'd be perfect. Just like slowly walk to it.
Yeah. It's right there. Wait. Wait. Dude,
get this man on the Jungle Cruise right now.
ASAP.
Okay, Brandon, what about you?
So for me, I think probably one of my most magical moments was trading pins. So I was in the Mexico Pavilion just sweeping around, just walking around, make sure everything was okay. And this young girl and her mother, said, can I see your pins? Sure, of course you can. And, this girl pulls out this like huge book of pins, this huge binder. And she's looking at my pins and was like, oh, wow. And she gets her eyes get so wide. She's like, oh, wow, there's this exclusive one I've always wanted. And I'm kind of surprised. Like, all these pins, I thought you had them all. I thought you finished pin collecting, But just to see her so excited just for this pin, that was my first time ever trading pins before. So just understanding how like something like that can just be a memorable moment for somebody was just really good to see.
That's dedication, the binder of pins.
Yes,
that's heavy.
And this girl was like about 5 years old, just having this whole collection. I was like, man, I gotta get on your level,
for real. And do you have like a collection of pins that you can trade, like your own collection?
I am slowly building a personal collection. Okay. Right now it's about four of them, but I'm slowly building them.
So when I started in this role, pin trading was completely new to me. I knew that people had them, but I didn't really know that it was a big deal for us. So can you walk us through like what exactly that is and how the company kind of helps you out with that a little bit for your role?
So pin trading basically at Disney, I think Disney World and I think other Disney parks, they have these small metal pins that you can with different designs, different characters on them that you can trade with other people. And at work, in my role, they let us, they give us pins to trade with the guests, which, just adds another layer of interaction with guests at the park. And it's really fun to do because, number one, it makes them so excited and it makes us excited as well. So it's fun,
So you have your pins at work and then your personal ones at home too. So what do you like to collect for yourself?
I enjoy collecting. I have like two She-Hulk pins and I want to say I have some Muppet pins as well.
Which Muppets? We have one right here.
Yeah, actually, I have that one, Kermit.
We have a Muppet in the room with us right now.
I got Big Green himself.
Oh my God, Kermit, do you hear that?
I'm a big fan.
He loves it. He's a big fan of you. Are there any pins that you're like hoping to collect, like that you have your eye on?
I'm a big Star Wars person, so I just want more Star Wars. I definitely want a Luke Skywalker pin.
Yeah,
he is my guy.
Yeah. Do you have any pins?
I actually like really got into it those first couple of months while I was here. Yeah. Once I learned about it, it was like, you shouldn't have told me that because now I'm obsessed. So I have two like big binders full of them, but it's been about a year since I've actually collected anything
new.
You
and that little girl need to,
y'all need to link up.
Yeah, start trading. Same level right there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Carson, have you gotten into pin trading?
I get them more as like souvenirs. Mm. So I had the chance to go to Disneyland Paris and I bought myself a really cute Stitch pin that said like Disneyland Paris on the back. So I get them, but I collect them. I don't trade them away.
I feel like I need to get on your guys' level. I only have, I want to say like one pin, and it was a gift and it's from Shanghai Disney, and that's it. That's all I have. So I'm going to hit you up. I'm going to come to Epcot.
Of course.
I'm gonna be like, please.
Okay, so you have this amazing job. You're having so much fun with it. But we also know that sometimes you have difficult days too, right? And that all days aren't the best and the brightest. So what is it that keeps you going and what keeps you motivated while you're in your role?
A lot of guests, they tell us, you know, as custodial cast members, they tell us thank you all the time, you know. Which is something during training they told me, oh yeah, guests will tell you thank you all the time. I didn't quite believe that, but it's nice, you know, it's nice to actually see that in practice and just understand that people really appreciate what you do, and what you do is very important.
I would say the biggest thing to remember is that we're working at the most magical place on earth. So even though I'm having a hard day, getting able to go and like maybe see a little kid that's either never been to Walt Disney World or, you know, gets to see the castle for the first time or get to experience the Jungle Cruise for the first time, getting to see the look of wonder and awe on their face as they get so excited about it really just keeps me motivated and going. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that's so important. And you hear this a lot of people who work at Disney talking about like those magical moments that guests sometimes make for you. You know, you talked about magical moments you can make for guests. Have you had any of those instances where a guest has been able to kind of make a magical moment for you?
It's for me, actually. It's pin trading again, ironically enough. But I was trading pins with one guest, and I don't remember what the pin was, but I gave her a pin that she was like really looking for. And she's like, you know, just as a token of appreciation, here's a keychain. A keychain of the monkey from Aladdin. What's his name?
Abu.
I got a keychain of Abu. I was like, wow, dude, I was so moved. I was like, thank you so much. Like, this is, I think she made it herself. So I was like, this is, you know, such a beautiful gift. Thank you. You know?
Was it metal?
I forget the material. It's like rubberish kind of, but.
That's so impressive.
I was just so grateful, man. I didn't expect that to happen that day.
That's so sweet.
I was about to say, a lot of times, like this one time I had a guest come up to me and she had this pouch, and it was like a big pouch. And I was like, what is going on? She was like walking towards me and she opens it and it's a bunch of like rubber duckies and like cats that were like she bought off Amazon, and she was going around and handing them out to cast members. So she let me pick out my own rubber ducky, and it was like holding it. I was like, I put that in my pocket, and I was like, he's gonna be with me all day today. And I would show him off to everyone. I'd be like, look at my little rubber ducky. I'd be like, isn't he so cute? And then everyone else would show me theirs as well, and it was just like a cute little moment. We all had our cute little rubber ducks. It was so amazing.
So fun.
So being in these roles, you talked about your dream and the things that you want to do with the company. And sometimes what your aspirations are, they may not exactly like align with what you are doing while you're on your program. So even in that, what are some of the things that you're learning that you found to be still helpful?
I think one of the things that's been really helpful to learn about just working with people from all sorts of backgrounds and working with people, you know, at Disney World, as far as guests are concerned, you know, some of our guests, there might be a little bit of a language barrier there. And it's really helpful to just figure out how to communicate with people without even, you know, without using verbal speech, you know?
And I think going along with that, being able to actively listen to the guests and being able to figure out what they really are asking you, because they may be asking you one thing, but they may be trying to hint at something else. So being able to like sit there and listen to them, and then hopefully being able to help them with whatever they had asked you about.
Yeah. So do you guys have any examples of when you kind of had to maybe get creative with communication with guests, or, you know, kind of do some deductive reasoning on what they might be asking?
There was one time where I was working near the refreshment port, and a guest who I'm pretty sure she spoke more Spanish than English. She was asking me how to directions for the exit to the park. And, you know, my Spanish is not great. So luckily I was able to, on our work phones, they have a translation app, and we were able to, you know, able to have a conversation from there, which was, I'm so thankful that was there, you know, helpful.
Yeah.
was going to say, there's been some situations where I speak a little bit of Spanish. They'd ask if I would speak Spanish and I'd be like, un poquito. and they'd be like, okay, okay. And I would, there are a lot of times it's them asking for directions. So I know my left and my right in Spanish. And then add a little bit of English in there, unfortunately, because I don't know in the in-between words. But like being able to sit there and like at least know a couple of key words to help them understand has been really helpful. And knowing my left and my right has helped a lot. And I'd be like,
it's always good.
Turn right. And then it's going to be on your left. And they'd be like, okay. And they'd get it from there. So it's really nice to be able to help and learn a little bit from those language barriers. Because it not only, you know, you're not only helping them, but they're also teaching you of maybe what other guests may be asking you as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I feel like the theme here is working with a lot of different people from maybe even all around the world, a lot of different backgrounds. How do you feel like that has impacted you or impacted your experience?
I feel like it makes you like understand, you know, you live on a big planet. There's people like the way people think is just so different, and that can be influenced by whatever environment they're in. So it's just, it's good to just understand the fact there's like, there's a whole big world out there, and you need to see it. You need to experience it some way in some form.
Yeah, I would definitely say like being able to sit there and like learn about other cultures and like where people are from is like an amazing opportunity, because maybe traveling there may not be in the budget right now, but being able to get to go through and talk with them and learn about their culture and maybe where they're from, and then maybe also help teach people about like what your culture is like. It's really great to be able to go through and exchange those stories.
Yeah.
Okay, so on our Instagram, Official Disney Programs, we had our followers submit questions for us, and we would like you two to answer some of these questions. Is that cool?
Sounds good.
Perfect.
All right, let's do it. We're going to reach into our Spaceship Earth model here. First question. Okay, this one comes from Clara. Thank you, Clara. Best tips for making the most of your free time on your Disney College program?
I think there's two ways to look at your free time, looking how to develop yourself from a professional perspective, but also how to enjoy yourself personally. Just, I think it's a good balance to make sure you take the classes, make sure you do networking, but also enjoy the parks, enjoy, you know, just enjoy the place you work at, man.
Yeah, my best advice is plan ahead. You know, if you go and you can look to see when those sessions are being held, you can kind of go through and plan your couple of weeks in advance, also going through and maybe planning when you want to go to those parks and schedule in your personal time. That way you get to not only take care of yourself, but also have fun while you're on your program.
Awesome. Josiah, I'm going to give this one to you.
All right. So this one is from Drew. What kinds of things do you like to do with your friends outside of Disney?
Me personally, I'm a big gamer. So I like to play video games a lot with my friends, and also just, like to watch movies with them as well.
My friends and I, we like to go to the grocery store to go and see what seasonal items they have. So we kind of like to go and walk around there just to kind of, you know, refresh not only our meals, but also, you know, our energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, last one. This one is from Ella. Ooh, this is a good one. Can I choose my roommates?
You do get to go through and link with someone whenever the dorm's registration comes out. I think they do say it's a little bit of a better chance of maybe getting roomed with them, but nothing can be guaranteed just because we don't know like what space looks like, obviously. But if you have a particular friend in mind that you're wanting to go maybe to the college program with, if you guys go through and do that process, hopefully the linking will go through.
So in your situations, did you know your roommates coming into this, or was it like a brand new experience for you?
I didn't know my roommates for doing this. So it's just cool. They're good people, of course. You know, it's good to get to know new people, I think.
Yeah, I didn't know my roommates either, but it was really great. I got to know them. Two of them were summer alumni. So I was able to go through and get to meet them. Unfortunately, had to say goodbye about a month ago, but I got two brand new roommates and they're absolutely fantastic.
Yay. All right. Well, that wraps up our question segment. Thank you so much for your answers. And thank you also to everyone who submitted. I am going to put this lid back on. And then we have one more game that we want to play with you guys.
Yes.
Do you have time?
Yes. So this one is categories, but it's Disney Programs edition. And so what's going to happen is we give you guys a category and you're going to have to take turns naming things in that category as fast as you can. The first one to hesitate is out.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right, here we go. First category, things to pack on your Disney college program.
Toothbrush.
Poncho.
Raincoat.
Shoes.
Underwear.
Spoons.
Tomato sauce.
Your toothbrush.
Toys.
I think we already said toothbrush, but good game, good game.
That's cool. No, we need to address something. Tomato sauce.
Yes.
What is it that you're cooking with this? What is the first thing that comes to mind for that?
Honestly, really, I thought about it. I have a roommate. I've only ever seen him eat like three foods. Really, pizza, spaghetti, really things with tomato sauce. He's into that.
So that's his thing.
All right. Tomato sauce.
It's important, man.
Yeah.
Okay, and also the cutlery. So we know that Flamingo Crossings Village provides that, but is there anything else that they also have that you didn't have to worry about bringing down?
Pots. They provide you with pots as well.
I'm going to say plates and bowls as well. They have some generalized ones that are good for the apartment to use.
Okay, so we got like a fully stocked kitchen unit here.
Oh, yeah.
This is just if you want your own special little customized cutlery,
your comfort
plates
spoon.
And cups and all of that.
The comfort spoon.
Yeah, your comfort spoon, yeah.
Dude, that's so real. Do you guys like the big spoons or the little spoons? I have to have a little
fork spoon. And a little. I got to have the big spoon, man. I don't know.
Same.
All right, one more. Places to hang out at Flamingo Crossings Village. Go.
Community center.
The pool.
Your room.
The basketball court.
The kitchen.
The sand volleyball court.
Oh my gosh, no.
Still. Man, so do I lose now? Or?
Well, I think it's even because you won the first round and now Carson has won the second round.
Oh, man.
But now like I want to play, like I'm brainstorming.
Okay.
Where else? There's a giant chess set, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Yep.
There is that.
Is this us now? The innovation.
Oh, nuts. Shoot. Oh, the vending machines.
Apprentice Hall.
The classrooms.
The bus stop.
The sidewalk.
The parking lot.
The entryway where you scan your ID.
The Disney program's front desk.
The Disney program's back desk.
Wait a minute.
That's not a thing. I made that up. I'll admit that. All right, Josiah
wins. Josiah's the winner.
Hey, guys, where you want to hang out today? The parking lot.
Yeah, the parking lot.
The sidewalk. You don't want to hang out on the sidewalk?
I mean,
come on.
I guess you could. Eh?
Okay. Well, I think we all won except for me, so I love that. Well, I think that just about wraps up our episode.
Yeah, you two have been absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for being here, providing all of your stories and insight. It's been amazing.
Of course.
Thank you for having us.
As we always like to say, the possibilities are truly endless when you're a participant on the Disney College program. Make sure you stay tuned because on the next episode, we're going to dive into all the learning opportunities that you have when you're a participant.
And if you haven't already, make sure to like, comment, subscribe, follow us on Official Disney Programs on Instagram and Disney Programs on TikTok. We'll see you real soon.
This episode of the Life at Disney podcast, Disney College Program miniseries, was produced by Matthew Nixon, Kayla McCarty, Destiny Enriquez, Jane Wilson, Drew Morales, Brenna Crumble, Amanda Vetrano, and Jalen Holmes.
Creative support was provided by Joshua Davila. Production support was provided by Brandon Colon and Isabel Vickery. Editing was completed by Brandon Colon. Special thanks to our hosts, Holly Dudley and Josiah Williams, the Disney Programs Communications Team, the Disney Programs Recruitment Team, and our guests, Carson and Brandon.